The new HBO comedy special from Gerard Carmichael has a title that's a spoiler, and the show is all about secrets.
Been trying to be very honest, because my whole life was shrouded in secrets. And I figured the only route I haven't tried was the truth. So I'm saying everything. Here's everything.
He tells us that Gerard actually isn't his first name, but he waits until the last moment to tell us what it is. The title of the special, Rothaniel. Aisha Harris is one of the hosts of NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour, and she's here to talk about this new side of the well-known comedian. Hey, Aisha.
Hey, Ari.
There were moments watching this show that I thought, if this were not in a comedy club, would people be laughing? I mean, he covers some really dark topics, some personal struggles. The content is not sort of obvious funny ha-ha joke material.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of comedians would probably argue that you can make comedy out of anything.
Sure.
But you're right. This is different. It feels different. It feels almost like a therapy session, like a
completely
airing of dirty laundry, because he's talking about his family and the fact that many men in his family have cheated and had multiple families that their partners did not know about. He talks about his name, obviously. And of course, the big thing that everyone has been sort of grasping onto out of this is the fact that he comes out for the first time publicly as gay. It was something that he had hinted at in a previous HBO special that he did a few years ago, that he had had sexual relations with men, but he didn't elaborate on that or actually come out. So this is all new, and it's all feels very, very different from other things.
He talks about the fact that he's still struggling with it, that mm-hmm. his mother is not okay with it. The tone is also really different from other comedy specials. Like, there are times the audience just asks a question
yeah.
or makes a suggestion, and he responds in what feels like a very genuine way. Or after the moment he reveals that he's gay, the audience applauds, and he has really what feels like this really authentic reaction.
No, it means a lot. It means a lot, and I'm accepting the love. I really appreciate the love.
Aisha, what struck you about this?
Well, it's clear he's still working through this. This is, as much as it was a sort of, it's a filmed performance, it's staged, he's still processing this as we watch him perform this. And I love the back and forth of it because, you know, some could argue this is, oh, those were plans. Those were people who were, you know, asked to ask those questions ahead of time. But it doesn't feel like that to me. It feels
no.
like a natural outgrowth of like what happens, especially in Black spaces, where if you get comfortable enough with who whoever is performing, you will verbally react. It's a call mm-hmm. and response. It has a very religious feel, almost like you're in a church in a way. So I just loved that aspect of it.
You've interviewed him before. You followed his career closely. Mm-hmm. You describe yourself as a huge fan of his sitcom, The Carmichael Show. What's going to stand out to you from this special?
Well, I think for me, it is that level of trust that he just seems to have with his audience at this point. The fact that he got to the point where he felt comfortable enough sharing this with an audience and sharing this with the world. I think it'll be really interesting to see where he goes from here and how comfortable he feels talking about how his family has reacted. And you know, he is talking about his family in ways that people don't usually do.
Outside of therapy.
And so I will be very curious to see where it goes. But I just feel so happy for him. And I think this is such like a great moment for art, for comedy, and for the LGBTQ community.
Aisha Harris is one of the hosts of NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast, talking with us about the Gerard Carmichael special on HBO called Rothaniel. Thanks, Aisha.
Thank you.